Usually when you are assaulted or something happens to you, when you go to law enforcement, they're supposed to protect you, right? They're not supposed to do the same thing that the bad guys did to you. This news out of Pennsylvania, a 56-year-old former homicide detective was recently sentenced to decades in prison for sexually assaulting witnesses and informants during the course of his work. Oh, here, come on over, have a seat. Let me ask you some questions about the absolute terrible things that were done to you. Oh, yeah, and while you're answering those questions, let me do some terrible things to you. Disgusting. According to the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office, Philip Nordo, slimebag numero uno, who was fired from the Philadelphia Police Department in 2017, was arrested for his crimes in 2019 and 2021. Nordo had worked for the department for over 20 years, reportedly groomed male victims during ongoing investigations, and made the men, quote, more susceptible to his sexually assaultive and or coercive behavior. Hold on. I think I'm going to puke. According to a local TV station, Nordo began his career with the Philadelphia Police Department in 1997, was promoted to detective in 2002. During his time in the homicide unit, Nordo allegedly used his position of authority to intimidate, rape, assault, and bully men involved with his cases. This is absolutely disturbing. The core of who you go to, who you have enough confidence to go to. In some of these cases, clearly we watch on TV, Law & Order, SVU, Dateline, all of these stories we read. But if you are actually a victim of some type of sexual assault, it's not like you have a flat tire and you call the police and you're like, hey, I'm on the side of the interstate. I need some help. I got a flat tire. This could be something that has happened over a length of time that you're embarrassed to report. Maybe you don't want to, and then you finally actually do, and the person that you are being vulnerable to, that you are giving detailed information to, having to share stories, this person then does even worse stuff to you? This guy is big-time loser. Nordo was found guilty back in June of rape, sexual assault, indecent assault, official oppression, stalking, and other related charges. After he abused three victims, District Attorney's Office went on to say that Nordo was also found guilty of theft by deception after he stole crime reward money in connection with the death of an off-duty Philadelphia police officer. Nordo reportedly diverted the money to one of his victims and said that the victim helped him solve Walker's murder case. So in addition to assaulting victims of assault, he steals money. Not just money, reward money to help solve the crime of a fellow police officer's death. True crime.